这堂是见证会。
This is the testimony session.
圣经上说啊，神的国不在乎吃喝。
The Bible says the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating or drinking.
是在乎公义、和平和圣灵中的喜乐。
A matter of peace, justice, and joy in Christ.
啊，那我们的宴会，大家在这边享受属灵的宴席。
So in this spiritual feast, the spiritual convocation, we're enjoying this feast.
但是这个肉体上的吃喝，吃跟喝还是蛮重要的。
But of course, our physical eating and drinking is also very important.
刚刚我们休息十五分钟，负责人跟我讲说，今天有播放奶茶，十五分钟不够。
So the rest for 15 minutes, we have boba milk tea. It wasn't enough time.
所以我们休息二十分钟。
So we rested for 20 minutes.
二十分钟敲铃还进来人不多。
After we rang the bell, there were still not too many here yet.
啊，真的很好吃，我也想吃啊。
I really like that too.
啊，感谢神哈，我们同龄的爱心。
We thank God for the love of the brothers and sisters here.
那我们现在要享受更好的宴席。
And now we are about to enjoy an even greater feast.
啊，我们在属灵上的一些啊平安喜乐的一些见证。
A testimony of the spiritual peace and joy.
啊，曾姊妹啊，或许我们大家不是很熟悉。
Sister Kathy Zeng is a sister we may not know very well.
啊，她是达拉斯教会何执事啊大儿子的媳妇。
She's the daughter-in-law of Deaconess Ho from Dallas.
啊啊 ，Jack 在后面，我们大家认识一下。
And her husband is Jack Ho.
啊，今天是Jack 的太太要做见证。
And today Jack's wife will make the testimony.
啊，郑姊妹要跟我们来见证啊，她啊。信主的经过。
She'd like to testify for us her journey of faith.
啊，她在2001年啊，在北台中教会受洗。
She was baptized in the Western Taichung Church in 2001.
啊，她也要见证啊，她婚姻啊，认识 Jack 啊，结婚来啊这段过程。
She will testify about her marriage to Jack.
啊，他在2004年啊结婚之后就搬到达拉斯教会。
2004, she got married. She moved to Dallas.
啊，郑姊妹跟我讲说，这十几年来的见证哈，一个小时大概讲不完。
She told me that the testimonies within the 10-year period of marriage cannot be finished in 1 hour.
那我们因为吃喝的关系，我们又晚开始哈。
So because we started our session late.
啊，我事先就有。请教梁传道了哈，假如说晚的话怎么办哈
？And so I already consulted with Pastor Liang that if we run late on the testimony，
啊，梁传道说祷告会可长可短哈，我们重要有祷告就好哈。
And Pastor Liang says as long as we have prayer, it's okay if we have a shorter session on prayer。
啊，所以郑姊妹你可以讲哈。
And so Sister Chang, you are allowed to exceed your time。
啊，还是用你原本哈的一个小时来见证神在这十年当中啊给你各样的恩典。
And to use that 1 hour to testify of the work of God in your life。
好，我们再请郑姊妹。
So we invite you to testify。
请大家同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence。
阿门。
阿门。
奉主耶稣圣名见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
感谢主耶稣给我机会在这里再次数算神的恩典。
I thank God for this opportunity to again count His blessings.
原本我是非常讨厌基督徒的。
I used to dislike Christians very much.
我从一般的传统信仰的家庭出生。
I grew up in a common idol worship family.
我只是从小跟着父母亲做祭拜。
And I would worship those idols along with my parents from the time I was small.
拜了很久，我其实对我们所拜的这些偶像没有什么体验。
I didn't have any experience with these idols I worshipped.
越长大到大学的时候，我越不喜欢这种烧纸钱、这种祭拜这些东西。
And as I grew older to college, I really did not like the fact I had to offer paper money or these offerings to these idol gods.
即使我常常帮着妈妈做这些祭拜的事情，我也很内行。
And even though I was an expert because I often helped my mother with all these ceremonies.
可是我是越拜越不喜欢。
But the more I worship, the less I like doing this.
但是我其实也从来不追求基督教。
But I also never pursued after Christian religion.
那我为什么非常讨厌基督徒呢？
But why would I dislike Christianity so much?
因为我要上大学之前的这个迎新曾经被骗过。
Because before college, I had once been tricked.
那有一些非常热心的基督徒，他们邀请我去参加这种迎新。
So I have been invited to go to some freshman orientation and some gatherings for Christian fellowships.
那我到那里之后才发现说，他们根本就不是我这个学校的人。
And then I realized that these people did not even, they were not classmates of the college I was going to.
然后他们只是让我看看照片，然后就一直叫我喊“哦，主耶稣，哦，主耶稣。”
And then they had me watch some slides or photos, and then they just kept telling me to say, "Oh Jesus, oh Jesus."
我根本不是为了耶稣而来。
I didn't come because of Lord Jesus.
然后之后进了大学。
And then later on, after I entered college,
我又遇到另外一批基督徒。
Then I saw another group of Christians.
他们早晚都到宿舍去敲门。
And morning and night, they would go knock on doors.
然后不得已要找教官来把他们赶走。
And then we would ask our resident advisors to please get away these to turn these people away from knocking our doors.
然后之后我又遇到一些他常都会在后面跟着我。
And then I met some other Christians who seemed to be stalking me everywhere I went.
一直要传福音给我。
They kept on wanting to preach the gospel to me.
所以我非常讨厌基督徒。
So I really dislike Christians.
那一直到我工作的时候。
And then when I started to work.
我因为我在 IT 公司，就是在科技公司上班。
I was working in a technology company in Taiwan.
其实那个根本就是不务正业，就是说这不是我的本业，不是我的本行。
It was not my major or my specialty.
那我的压力很大。
And so I had great pressure at the work.
可是老板一直给我加薪。
But my boss kept raising my salary.
他一直给我升官。
And kept raising my position in company.
所以大概进去半年之后，我就开始有一些皮肤的问题出现。
And after half a year, I started to have skin disease problems.
那我手背的前背全部的毛囊全部都发炎。
And I started to have a lot of infections on my skin, on my arms.
那脖子两边也都是破皮。
I would have broken skin on both sides of my neck.
那我全身发痒。
And my whole body started to itch.
然后那时候我做专案经理。
At that time, I was a project manager.
我常常要开会。
And I often had to have meetings.
然后开会的时候，全身很痒，怎么办？
And so when I was having meetings, my body was itching so crazily, I didn't know what to do.
所以我就要隔着衣服这样抓。
And then I would use my shirt and try to rub it.
然后呢？抓破皮，它就流血嘛。
And then once I broke skin, then it will bleed.
那有时候我如果有皮肤问题，人知道不止流血，可能还会流汤、液体之类的东西。
And as you know, sometimes when you break skin, things will ooze out. That's not just blood.
那下班回家的时候要洗澡啊，一脱起来，那个皮就那个衣服粘在皮的上面。
And when I go home after work, I would find my shirt is stuck to my skin, and I have to peel it off.
那所以一脱下来又流血，很痛。
When I peel it off, then the scabs all come off, and then it starts to bleed again.
然后洗澡的时候用水冲更痛。
And then when I spray myself with water, it hurts even more.
所以不只是在精神上的压力，在身体上这种痛也给我很大的压力。
So I had tremendous stress, not just mentally from the job, but also my disease.
那我有一个同事，他是基督徒。
And I had a coworker who was a Christian.
他很想帮我，可是他帮不了我。他跟我是不同部门。
She wanted to help me, but she really couldn't. She was from another department.
那他邀请我去参加他们的聚会。
She invited me to go to her church.
其实我很不想去。
But I really did not like to go.
就像我之前讲，我非常讨厌基督徒。
Especially since the fact I dislike them greatly.
那我推迟了好几次。
And so I said no many times.
可是他还是不放弃，他就一直死缠烂打，一直叫我一定要去参加他的聚会。
But she kept inviting me, no matter how many times I rejected her offers.
那还有其他同事也是压力很大，说好吧，我们一起去吧。我也很久没有去教会，我也是基督徒，我很久没有去教会，我们一起去吧。
And then other coworkers started inviting me too to go to church. And under so much pressure, I finally, said yes, I will go with you.
好，我们终于去了。
And so finally we went to church.
那我在他们聚会当中，我突然回忆起来，原来他们就是那个骚扰我的基督徒。
And then when I was there, I suddenly remembered.These were the same group that bothered me several years ago.
他们就是骗我去迎新的基督徒。
They were the ones who tricked me into attending the freshman campus fellowship, but they were not freshmen of our college.
他们那个唱，他们聚会的方式就是一首诗一直唱唱唱二三十遍，哦，真是受不了。
And the way that they worship was to sing one hymn from beginning to end over and over again for 20 minutes.
我实在是不想再去。
I never want to go there again.
我同事每次都说走啦，走啦。
And then my coworkers always say, "Oh, let's go, let's go."
哇，这不只是他，他其他人，因为我们去过一次，那些人都打电话到公司叫我去聚会啊。
And then all the other coworkers started to call me and say, "Please come."
可是问题是我还是常常要加班，我的工作很多，我压力非常大，我没有办法去聚会啊。
But I don't even have time to go because I often worked overtime.
哇，他们一直打到我觉得好烦哦。
And they kept bothering me and harassing me.
我觉得他们很白目，我跟他说我必须要加班，他这个打完下一个打，第二个打，打完第三个打。
And one would call me after another. It was like chain calling.
后来也为了跟同事的不要破坏感情，我就去了，又去了几次。
And so, just so I wouldn't offend my coworkers, I did end up going several times.
可是越参加聚会，我反而越觉得怀疑，说基督徒是这样吗？
And then the more I attended, the more doubtful I became of this Christian religion. Is this in fact what Christianity is all about?
我想圣经是这样写的吗？
Is this what the Bible writes?
因为他们聚会的方式并不是像我们每一个人手上都有圣经。
Because when they worship, they didn't have Bibles in their hands.
所以他们都是印一些像讲义的东西给你看。
They will print some written material for you to read.
就有一些经节。
And some verses were printed on there.
可是聚会几次，我还是不了解为什么主耶稣爱我啊。
But after worshiping with them several times, I still wondered, how do I know Jesus Christ loves me?
那是大概是2000年的事情。
And this happened around the year 2000.
那我姐姐已经是真耶稣教的信徒。
My older sister at that time was already a member of True Jesus Church.
我记得有一年，她寄了一本圣经给我做生，从美国寄圣经回去台湾给我做生日礼物。
And one time she had mailed me a birthday present from the United States, and that was a Bible.
我只是翻一翻，每一个字我大概可以看得懂。
And I kind of skimmed through it, and I could kind of understand it.
但是全部合起来，我实在是看不懂。
But if you put it all together, though I understood the characters, but not the whole message.
所以我就一直放在抽屉里面。
So I kept in my drawers.
可是因为我的同事跟他的教会，我突然有好奇心，我想要问问我的姐姐。
And so, from attending these services at the other church, I had questions, so I started asking my older sister.
我姐姐那时候是属于真耶稣教会吗？波士顿祈祷所的信徒。
My sister was a member of the Boston Prayer House at the time.
那我打岳阳电话给她，问她，我把我看到的告诉她。
And so after I called her overseas call, I asked her these questions.
那他跟我说，是有点奇怪，不过我们教会都是照圣经，你去教会看看。
And she said, it sounds a little strange to me, but you know, in our church, we actually follow the Bible, so maybe you can go to our church and see.
那我说好啊好，我有机会再去。
So I promised her, yes, if I have a chance, I will go to the True Jesus Church.
可是其实我没有马上去。
But actually, I didn't go.
又过了几个月，我想。
And after several months,
那这当中，我的工作压力还在，我的皮还是很痒。
During these months, my skin was still very, still rash and itchy, and I still had heavy stress at work.
那我同事跟他的那些基督徒还是常常打电话来叫我去聚会。
And I continued to be harassed by calls of invites to the Christian fellowship.
突然有一个星期六。
One Sabbath Saturday.
我从新竹回到台中。
I returned from the city I was working in 新竹 to 台中。
那我平常都是照计划行事。
I would normally return when I returned home to my parents' home in 台中, I would follow my protocols.
可是那一天其实很奇妙，就是说我根本没有想到要去教会。
So it was not in my plan for that day to go to church.
可是我突然想到说去教会。
But I had a sudden thought to go to the church, which is Trudy's church.
那距离我姐姐告诉我去那个他们教会聚会的时间，已经又过了几个月还是几个礼拜，我几乎都忘光了。
I don't know how I remember because it had been many months since my sister had talked to me about visiting her church, Trudy's church.
我只记得礼拜六吧。
I just remember. I think it was on a Saturday that they worship.
下午吧。
Maybe in the afternoon.
好像两点还两点半，我也不记得。
I forgot what she mentioned to me. Maybe the service times were around 2 or 2:30.
那个教会我只知道大概在哪里吧。
And I kind of remember that the Taizong church is located somewhere.
那我去，我第一次去，我就想，好吧，就去了。
And so I just went and tried to look for the Trudy's church in Taizong.
那北台中教会非常大，它是刚好也是总会的台湾总会的所在地。
And the Western Taizong church is actually very big. It is also the main GA headquarters.
那我一到我就坐在最后面，人家都已经开始聚会了。
I was able to locate it, so I sat in the very back pew.
那 我一坐下来，没五分钟，我已经开始在流眼泪了。
I don't know why, but sitting there for 5 minutes, I started to have tears in my eyes running down my face.
我想说，糟糕，我怎么第一次到这个地方来，我什么人都不认识，我也没有怎么样，虽然工作压力大，也没有什么太伤心的事，我怎么一直流眼泪？我觉得很尴尬。
And then I just thought to myself, I know I have stress at work, but I don't know anyone here, I don't know anything why I'm here, but yet I don't know why I'm crying. Why is tears coming down my face?
很糟糕，我又没有带卫生纸。
And at that time, I didn't have any tissues.
那前面那个讲到的人不知道是谁，因为很远，根本都看不清楚。
And I didn't know who the speaker was because the chapel was so far, I couldn't even see the face of the speaker on the pulpit.
那旁边的姐妹帮我翻圣经。
And then there was a sister next to me who tried to open a Bible for me.
台上的人说翻哪一章哪一节，她就翻。
And whatever the speaker said to turn to, she would turn to the verse for me.
那我一看我就流眼泪。
But every time I looked at it, I started to shed tears.
我好不容易就是忍住，又翻下一个经节，又流眼泪。
And it was so hard for me to hold back my tears. Every time a verse was open, I started to cry again.
所以我第一次到真耶稣教会是从头哭到尾。
And so the first time I attended the service in Trudy's church, I cried from beginning to end.
然后人家要结束之前唱诗，翻开也是个流眼泪。
And then when they said to stand up and sing hymn, I also cried.
我不会唱，我也是在流眼泪。
And even though I couldn't sing the hymn, I was crying.
然后再来要跪下祷告。
And then when we knelt down to pray,
我之前参加的那些聚会的方式、祷告方式都不一样。
And this type of prayer was very different from the other fellowships I've been attending.
可能也没有人发现说我是第一次来，也没有人教我怎么祷告。
Nobody knew I was a visitor, so they didn't teach me how to pray.
所以我看人家跪下，我就跪下。
And so when everyone knelt down, I just followed them.
那可是我跪下的时候，我是说，主耶稣，我知道你要我来这个教会。
And when I knelt down, I said to Lord Jesus, I know you want me to come to this church.
从那之后，我就认定我就是这个教会的信徒。
From now on, I will be a member of this church.
那我还自己去书房买圣经、买赞美诗。
Then I went to the bookstore and bought a hymn book and a Bible.
那时候我还是因为工作关系，在新竹跟台中之间来去。
And because of my work situation, I constantly commuted between Taizong and Xinzhu where I was working.
所以那时候其实我没有很多机会可以来教会聚会或守安息日。
So it was very hard for me to keep the Sabbath day and attend services.
后来我知道新竹那边也有教会。
Then later on, I found out that there is a Trudy's church in Xinzhu where I was working, that city.
那我去过一次。
And I did go there once.
可是我有一个很强烈的感觉，就是我想要回到这个教会，就是我第一次踏进会堂，然后 一直流眼泪，然后亲口说出主耶稣，我就是要来这个教会这个地方。
But I had a strong desire that I must return to that very first church, True Jesus Church in Taizong, where I wept from beginning to end.
那我开始思考这个工作跟信仰的问题。
And so I started to consider whether or not my faith, the difference between working, I work, and also going to church.
我感谢神给我第一次到教会的这样的体验。
I really thank God for this wonderful experience He gave me for going to church the very first time.
因为从那时候开始，我每次有机会到教会聚会，那种圣灵的感动都非常的强烈。
Because ever since that first time, every time I returned to the True Jesus Church, I always felt that strong, powerful movement from the Holy Spirit in my heart.
每次讲到的内容或说分享的内容，就像是给我的指引一样。
And every sermon content or message I heard was like a direction that touched my heart.
每次引用的那些经节好像就是在回答我心里的疑问。
It seemed like every verse they were citing were responding and answering the queries in my heart.
那我想到说要把工作辞掉。
And as I thought about quitting my job,
可是我突然想到说我辛苦了那么久，读了那么多年的书，换了那么多的工作。
And then I thought it's kind of a sad loss because I've studied for so many years in college. I have worked so hard through so many jobs.
老板其实对我很好。
And my boss was very good to me.
他常给我加薪。
And he often added, gave me bonuses or raises.
在科技产业开始在走下坡的时候，很多公司倒了，或者是很多员工被解雇或减薪。
And during that time, it was a difficult economy. Many of the technology companies in Taiwan were failing, and they had to lay off many employees.
但我们公司也有把一些员工就是遣散。
That was a similar case in my company. They had to let some people go too.
可是我的位置都没有动。
But my position was secure.
我的薪水还是很好。
My salary was still very strong.
我觉得要在这样子的工作环境找到一个会赏识我的老板真的是不容易。
And to be able to find such a good job in such a bad economy is a blessing.
所以对我来讲这真的是两难。
And so it was difficult for me.
我想要回到那个教会。
To make this decision, I really want to go back to the Taizong Church.
可是我怎么能够再找到一个会赏识我的老板？
But then how can I find another boss who's as appreciative to me?Like this.
我什么时候能够再找到一份好薪水？
How can I find another job that is well-paying?
可是问题是，我花了那么多那么长，我每天工作都超过十二个小时。
But the thing is, I had to work more than 12 hours each day.
那我的钱除了付房租以外，就是付医药费。
And so my money from the salary was used to pay for the housing that I rented there, and also for my medical bills.
我的薪水很好，我可以存很多钱。
I can keep a lot of savings afterwards.
但是我没有时间花钱。
But I had no time to spend the savings.
我只希望说可以好好睡个觉，然后皮不会痒。
All I wished for was to be able to have a good sleep and not have itchy skin.
那感谢神，那时候北台中教会的信徒跟负责人他们很关心我。
And at that time, the West Taizong Church members and also the ministers there cared a lot for me.
只要有一些慕道者联谊会或者一些活动，他们都会邀请我参加。
They will often invite me if there was any sort of fellowships or any kind of gatherings.
他们知道我在工作跟家里这样来回，没有什么时间可以聚会。
They know that I had very limited time since I was commuting between these two cities.
他们鼓励我祷告。
They encouraged me to pray about this matter.
求圣灵。
And to pray for the Holy Spirit.
那我真的也下定决心说我要好好祷告。
I made a determination I will spend much time in prayer.
我觉得目前我有的都是我的一切。
I felt that what I had was all I had.
那我如果要放下这一切，那我求主耶稣给我一个答案。
But if I had to lay down what I have, then I need to ask Lord Jesus to give me an answer.
如果主耶稣要我放下一切，那我不怕。
And if Lord Jesus wants me to set aside everything I own, then I'm not afraid to do so.
那如果主耶稣要我留下来，那我就必须忍耐。
But if Jesus, Lord Jesus wants me to stay at this job, then I must endure.
我把辞职信写好。
And so I wrote a resignation letter.
但是我把它放着。
I put that letter away.
那我就说，我祷告，我求神给我答案。
And then I said to the Lord, I am going to pray and ask you to give me an answer.
那我记得我那时候也没有圣灵，我只是每次很忙，没有时间跪下来祷告。我一进公司就是先默祷才工作。
I didn't really have much time to pray, but yet every day when I started work, I would first have a silent prayer by myself.
那其实每次下了班，大概都被榨干了，没什么力了。
I didn't have the Holy Spirit yet at that time. So by the end of the day, the work day, I'm already dried out from all the stress and work that day.
我常常都被秘书叫醒，因为已经早上快九点又要开会了，我都是被秘书叫醒。
Then my secretary will always wake me up at 9 o'clock to attend meetings.
我就赶快前一天晚上到家，大概也都是倒下去就睡到不省人事，都是睡到太阳起来的，太阳已经起来，然后才赶快洗澡，然后去上班。
And so I would work so late, go home, collapse on the bed, and then wake up again next day to do the same thing all over again.
那我每次默祷都跟神说，我希望我有时间可以处理，我把今天的工作做好，然后我还有多余的时间可以准备这个要辞职要交接的这些工作。
And so every day I would pray in that silent prayer to God. I said, please give me the ability to manage my time so I can finish what I need to do and also transfer my responsibilities to someone else.
就是我万一就是主耶稣要我辞掉的话，我有时间交接所有的东西。
In case it was Lord Jesus' decision that I should leave my job, then I will be ready to quit.
那我记得我祷告了一段时间，大概可能一个礼拜，我想。
After 1 week a prayer like this.
那我记得有一天半夜的时候，我突然醒过来。
One night in the middle of the night, I suddenly awoke.
那我觉得很奇怪，因为通常我都是睡到那个快要九点了，然后都已经睡了就跟死了一样，就是完全都不知道。我哥哥常说，你被小偷拖走，你也不知道。
And so the way I sleep, I would sleep dead as a rock. Because I would sleep very late till about 8 or 9 o'clock, and so nobody would wake me up because I'm in such deep sleep. So it's really unusual for me to wake up in the middle of the night.
所以我看一下时间，哎，凌晨四点。
When I woke up, I looked at the time. It was 4 a.m. in the morning.
然后我住的地方就是只有床，没有什么东西。
In my apartment, there was only one bed, nothing else.
那我看到墙上出现一行字。
Then I saw a writing on the wall.
那我看到他写，放下一切，背起十字架，跟从主。
It says, cast down, put down everything, carry your cross and follow me.
那我那时候想说，哎，奇怪，那因为我其实也没有灯，可是窗外有灯照进来，我就看到那一行字。那我那时候心里其实很高兴。
And it was strange. There was no light in my room. There might have been some lights from the street coming in, streaming in through the window. Yet I was so joyful when I saw that sentence.
我那时候想说，这是主耶稣给我的答案呢。
Hey, this is a answer from the Lord Jesus.
那我想说，放下一切，背起十字架，背起十字架跟从主。哎，对，福音书里面就是这么说的啊。
It says, cast down all your cares and carry your cross and follow me. Isn't that what it says in the Bible?
那我就赶快去翻啊！我把圣经跟赞美诗都放在我的床头。
And since I had my Bible and my hymn book next to my bed,
我开始去翻啊。
I quickly turned the Bible.
翻马太福音啊，16:24啊。
And then Matthew 16:24.
马可福音啊，路加福音，反正有的我都翻哦，心里觉得很高兴。
And then I turned to all the different 4 Gospels to look for this message from God.
然后就把赞美诗也拿起来唱。
And then I picked up the hymn book and started to sing hymns.
其实会唱的没几首，因为聚会的时间不多，会唱的没几首。
And I couldn't really sing really any hymns because I didn't attend that many services, so the hymns I knew were very few.
哦，我记得我这样看看圣经，然后唱唱赞美诗，又唱到六点，我又去睡觉。
And then I sang hymns, looked at the Bible until 6 a.m. in the morning, and then I went to sleep again.
哦，隔天一样又是工作十几个小时。
And the next day again, I worked over 10 hours.
晚上一样，又是凌晨四点，我又醒过来。
And the second night again, I woke up at 4 a.m.
一样又出现一行字，一模一样的。
And then the writing on the wall appeared again.
放下一切，背起十字架跟从主。
Cast everything down, just carry your cross and follow, follow me.
我记得连续两天还是三天，都是一样的，都是一样的时间，然后同样那一行字。
And this happened for two, three nights in a row.
所以我就知道说，这是主耶稣给我的答案。
And so I knew that this was the answer that God was giving me.
所以我就把辞职信递出去。
And so then I submitted my resignation letter.
那主管都想要把我留下来。
But then my boss wanted to keep me.
他说，现在很多人没工作，你真的要工作辞掉吗？
He said to me, many people don't have jobs right now. Are you sure you want to quit?
你可能累了啦，你去放假好了。
Maybe you're tired. You should take a vacation.
放一个礼拜。
Why don't you take 1 week of vacation?
我说，不要。
I said no.
放一个月。
He said, I'll give you a month vacation. I said no.
不要。然后他说，好，放到你高兴再回来。
And then he said, well, you can take an extended vacation as long as you want and then come back. I said no.
我说不要，对，我说不要。然后主管生气了。
And then he got angry.
他说，我给你这么好的条件，你还不要。
I'm giving you such great conditions and yet you refuse.
但我没有告诉他说我怎么跟神祷告，那神给我怎，我没有告诉他。
But I didn't explain to him about how I prayed to God and this was God's answer to me.
因为是经理，因为我做 manager, 那我就必须提早一个月递出辞呈。
And because I was a manager, I have to resign 30 days prior to leaving.
那感谢神啊，之后反正他不跟我谈，我也没时间跟他谈，我就是说，我就跟主耶稣说，我要走之前弄得干干净净，把该还给公司的都还给公司。
And so, I wanted to transfer all my duties and have a very clean cut transfer.
那感谢神也很顺利，就一个月后，就是老板也是只好让我走，他也没办法。
Thank God, everything proceeded smoothly, and my boss had to leave me, let me go, and he did it.
那回到北台中教会之后，我大概一个月我就得圣灵。
After I returned to the West Taichung Church, after a month of praying, I received the Holy Spirit.
哇，那时候我觉得好高兴哦！大家没有工作，或者是薪水被砍了，但是我没有工作，我好高兴。
Even though I didn't have a job, I was so happy.
因为我一二三四五六七每天都可以去教会聚会。
Because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days a week, I can go to church every single day.
以前连守安息都有困难。
In the past, I couldn't even attend church service on Sabbath days.
我辞掉工作之后，我就是说我晚上也要去聚会。我礼拜一晚上、礼拜三晚上，我都要去聚会。
And so after I quit my job, I promised myself I will go to every service that is available, Mondays, Wednesdays, whatever.
然后礼拜二、礼拜四祈祷所也有聚会，我也要去。
And on Tuesdays, Thursdays, I will attend the prayer service at the prayer house, the services at a prayer house.
那有时候礼拜天还有慕道者联会，我也要去。
And then on Sundays when there is the truth seeker fellowships, I also want to go.
我没有工作，可是聚会好像是我的工作。
Even though I didn't have a job, attending service became my job.
哦，感谢神，因为得了圣灵之后，我有办法做长时间的祷告。
And after receiving Holy Spirit, I can make extended prayers.
那我那时候八月回到台中，十一月有秋季的灵恩布道会。
When I returned to Taichung, it was around August, and then there was a fall spiritual convocation in November.
那我那时候就想说，哇，我好不容易到这个地步，我一定要洗礼。
And then I thought to myself, journey of faith is such a struggle, I must get baptized.
那我很认真的祷告。
And I prayed very hard.
那时候家里只有我一个人信主。
At that time at home, I was the only believer.
那姐姐在美国很远啊。
My older sister's in America, and that's very far away.
所以很难有机会说透过电话来讨论信仰的事情，或者说觉得说在信仰上有家人陪伴。
And so I didn't have anyone to really support me. I couldn't really call her overseas that often.
那我就是靠教会跟弟兄姐妹的鼓励。
I could only rely on the encouragements of the church members.
那我想到说我的父母亲，我的哥哥都还没有信主。
Then I started thinking that my mother and father and my brother, older brother, doesn't yet believe.
所以不只为了我自己的洗礼。
And so I not only pray for my own baptism.
也为了我的父母亲跟我的哥哥。
And then I prayed for my brother and my parents.
我记得那个秋季的灵恩布道会，我特别禁食祷告。
And during that spiritual convocation, I especially fasted to pray.
那我就是求神说，让我的父母亲能够愿意到教会来。
I kept praying that God will be able to help my parents to be willing to come to church.
那我也邀请我的父母亲说，礼拜五的那个灵恩会，他们可以来参加。
And I invited my parents to attend the spiritual convocation Friday evening.
我记得礼拜四晚上布道会结束，回家已经很晚。
I remember that Thursday evening after the evangelical service, it was already very late when I went home.
那我回到家，我就在房间里面继续祷告。
And after I returned home, though it was late, I continued to pray in my room.
我记得我祷告一个半小时。
I prayed 1.5 hours.
我整个腿都麻了。
My knees were all numb.
那我一直在流眼泪。
I kept crying and shedding tears.
我求主耶稣带我的父母亲到教会来。
And I kept crying to the Lord, Lord, please bring my parents to church.
那我记得我看到异象。
And then I saw a vision.
我看到我的父亲踏进会堂的那个画面。
I saw my father, his feet stepping into the church.
看到那个异象，我才停止哭泣。
And then when I saw that vision, that's when I stopped crying.
那祷告结束之后，我就去睡了。
And after prayer, I went to sleep.
我一早，隔天一早，我很早就起来，我五六点就起来了。
Next morning, I got up very early, 5-6 a.m. in the morning.
我又继续祷告。
I kept praying again.
然后祷告完就跑到楼下去看我爸爸在做什么。
And then I went downstairs to see what my father was doing.
我看我爸爸有没有穿那个我看到的异象的那个衣服。
And then I was looking to see if my father was dressed in the clothes I saw him in that vision the previous night.
没有，他在看报纸，他还没换衣服。
No, he was reading the newspaper. He hadn't changed from his pajamas yet.
我赶快再跑回房间继续祷告。
And then so I ran back to my room and continued to pray.
然后到时间快要到的时候，我下去看，我爸爸已经换衣服了。
And then when the evangelical service time came, I ran downstairs to see, and at that time my father was already dressed.
他真的穿了，看我一向看到的那个衣服，他真的是穿这样子。
And he really was wearing the outfit I saw in the vision the previous night.
哦，我心里哦觉得很安慰，我说你们要记得哦，十点开始哦。
And then I felt so satisfied in my heart, and I said to them, "Don't forget, the service starts at 10 o'clock."
然后他说，我说我要先去教会，你们十点要准时来哦。
I'm gonna go to church first, but you guys gotta come on time, 10 o'clock.
那我爸说，哦，我们会先去办事情啊。嗯，我妈说，啊，不一定啦。
My dad said, "Oh, we have some errands we gotta run," and then my mom said, "Oh, we might not even go. We don't know yet."
那我到了教会之后，我是很早到。我整个会堂没有人，就只有我一个人。
And when I went to the church, I was the only one there in the whole chapel. There's nobody else there.
灯也还没有开，所以我就跪下继续祷告。
And the lights were not open yet, so I just knelt down and continued praying for my parents.
哇，祷告到灯亮了，我发现哦，有人来了，我就起来。
And then I prayed until the lights were open, and then I realized there's someone else in the chapel, so I got up.
那我看时间快十点，我赶快到那个会堂门口。
And then it was almost 10 o'clock, so I quickly ran to the doors of the chapel.
我一上去看到我妈妈踏进会堂。
And then at that moment, I saw my mother walking in the door.
哦，我说感谢神。
And I was so relieved and thankful to God.
那一次他们到教会的经验，他们也觉得，教会其实也不错。
And then when they came to church, they thought, you know, it's not too bad.
那可是那一次之后，他们再也没有到教会来。
But after that time, they never came to church again.
一直到2000，不过那一次就说之后就是我要洗礼了。
And after that time, I was baptized that very weekend.
所以隔天我要洗礼嘛。
And so the next day I was going to get baptized.
我问我妈，他们说，哎，你们要不要去看看呢？
I said to my parents, "Do you want to see me getting baptized?"
好啊，看你们在做什么啊。
And then they said, "Okay, well, let's see what you're going to be doing."
那我洗礼的时候又看到一个异象。
And when I was getting baptized, I saw a second vision.
那我们通常要洗礼之前，我们会先祷告。
Right before we're going to get baptized and enter into water, we will pray.
那祷告的时候，因为那是十一月嘛，是秋天。
And it was November in the autumn.
那秋天的下午三点多，太阳都已经在西边了。
And at 3 o'clock in the afternoon for the baptism, the sun is already on the west side.
那我面向北边在祷告。
But I was facing north when I was praying.
那我就想说奇怪，我 闭上眼睛在祷告，很认真在祷告的时候，因为我是第一个要洗，我是第一个下水，因为他们说你要做示范哦，后面有那个小孩子跟那个老人家，你就是要做给他们看哦，你是第一个。
And so I was first in line to be baptized, so they told me you're going to be the model for the people behind you, their kids and there's old elderly people, so you got to do a good job going in the water.
手握得很紧, 眼睛闭得很紧。
So I clenched my hands very tightly together and I prayed really hard.
奇怪，怎么祷告的时候发现有光在照我，好像人家拿了个灯在我面前照我一样。
And then I felt such strong lights on me as if somebody was using their headlights on my face.
而且那个还热热的还会移动。
And then I felt there was warmth from the light and seemed to be moving.
就很温暖的那个光这样扫过来又扫过去。
And that warm, bright light was scanning my face.
我想说那什么东西？
And I was thinking, what is that?
后来祷告结束，我一睁开眼睛。
And after the prayer, I opened my eyes.
没有东西啊。
There's nothing.
太阳光啊，没有什么啊。
Maybe there's the sunlight.
可是有啊，就明明有那个感觉啊，很温暖啊，扫过来又扫过去。
But I did feel something very warm casting its light over me.
而且如果要已经是白天，你还可以感觉到那光，那一定是比太阳光更强的光才有办法。
And if it's a light that is during the daytime, it had to be something stronger than the sunlight for you to feel it.
然后后来洗礼回去之后，我就想说一定有，我要问问看。
And so after the baptism, I went back. I asked them about this.
然后后来他们就说，哎，有，你后面洗礼的人，有人看到主耶稣的荣光很亮，照在我们洗礼的那个地方。
And then they said, yes, yes, someone else who was behind you saw a ray of light from heaven coming down on the baptismal site where you were just about to be baptized. So yes, it was the glorious light of God.
然后另外一个跟去看的这个慕道者，他也看到了。
And then another truth seeker who had accompanied us to just watch the baptism also saw this vision.
那我记得我回家的时候问我妈，他们说你有没有看到光？我洗礼的时候有光呢，你有看到吗？
And then when I went home, I said to my parents, "Say, did you see that light that came on the baptismal site?"
什么光？什么光？
They said, "What light? What are you talking about?"
那之后呢？我一样啊，就是我父母亲没有，就是没有再来教会。
But unfortunately, my parents didn't come again.
然后之后我工作辞掉，那我还是要找工作啊。
And then I needed to find another job.
那我想说我辞掉工作是祷告辞掉的。
And then I thought I quit through prayer.
那我要找工作，我当然也是要祷告求工作了。
And now if I want to get a new job, I need to pray too.
我感谢神啊，我那时候聚会很高兴，然后找到了工作，我就找不一样的part-time工作，把它凑成一天的工作。
And thank God I was able to find a part-time job.
然后我算一算，我的时薪比我以前在科技公司上班的薪水还高。
And yet when I calculated the amount I was earning, it was actually higher than when I was used to be working at a technology company.
而且我工作就是上课才去，然后下课就没事就走啦。And
I was able to take off early from work.
我想说，哇，信主怎么那么好？你工作的时间减少，薪水还增加。I
said, isn't it wonderful to be a Christian? Not only do you work less, but you earn more.
然后又可以常常去聚会。And
then I could attend all the services in the evenings.
那我记得我在慕道的时候，就是我在工作辞掉之前，我还在慕道的时候，哎，有人介绍我一个对象。
And during the time when I was still a truth seeking, there was someone who introduced someone to me for marriage.
当然还有其他的，不是只有一个，还有其他的啦。
They also introduced me several candidates.
其中一个就坐在后面啦。And
one of them is sitting in the back now.
那我记得，因为我姐姐那时候结婚的时候，我曾经到过教会，就是在美国的教会，我曾经。
So my sister, when she was getting married, I did attend her wedding and attend similar services in U.S.
然后这个被介绍的这个人呢，是这个是，就是说是我姐姐的婆婆介绍的。
And so this person who was introduced to me was actually related to my sister's mother-in-law.
然后他们跟我讲啊，就长这样，长那样啊。
And they told me he looks like this and this.
我实在是完全没有印象。
But I had no impression of him whatsoever.
因为他们家族太大了，人很多。
Because Jack's family is really big.
我根本不知道我会来信主。
I didn't even know I would become a believer.
我根本没有注意过这些人长怎么样。
I never noticed what they look like.
那就说，当然，同时台湾这边也有婚介在介绍。
And there was also the marriage counselors in Taiwan who was introducing me.
那我初信啊，我也很单纯啊。
And I was just a new believer, so I'm very simple-minded.
反正只要有人要跟我介绍，我都说好。
And so whenever they said they were going to introduce me, I just said good.
我也不知道他是不是婚介，反正我都说好。
And whoever introduced me, I would say okay.
那其他人都是有机会可以碰到面。
And other people, I can always see them face to face.
就是有一个是在美国，所以要透过网路。
But there's just that one candidate who's in U.S. and I had to go through the web.
那我那时候上班啊，时间很弹性。
And since I had a part-time job, I could be very flexible with my time.
所以有时候就是刚好可以用那个 Messenger.
So we would use SMS.
Messenger.
Messenger.
那我们就可以打字打过来又打过去。
And then we'll type our messages to one another.
刚开始只是 email 而已啦。
And then we start out with email.
然后后来就是发现说，哦，你有用 messenger， 那用 messenger 可能快一点。
And then messenger was faster for us.
那刚好就是说，这个对象呢，刚好是他下班的时间，也是我要上班之前，刚好他晚上我白天，那我们就聊天。
So his nighttime is my daytime. It's just the right time for us to communicate.
然后就是聊完天我就去上班。
And after I talk to him, then I'll go to work.
所以怎么讲？虽然同时人家介绍不一样的对象，但是就是只有这个对象是一直有在保持对话。
And this was the only one of the candidates who we continued to communicate.
然后我就发现说，我们在聊天当中发现我们聊的就是教会啦，或者是说。自己的信仰，或者一些生活上的价值观。
And we, I noticed that our topics of conversations were about our value system, about church, and about God's work.
那一段时间之后，就发现，哎，我怎么好像固定都跟这个人聊天啊
？And then I just thought, how come I end up just talking to this one person all the time?
然后虽然没有，其实根本没有不知道对方长什么样子啦。
I really didn't know what he looked like.
可是觉得说，哎，这个人的想法好像跟我蛮接近，不管对信仰上或者生活的价值观上很接近。
And then I thought this person really shares similar values as me, and I was very much alike in thinking.
然后后来就打算说要见面。
And then we said we would meet.
那我姐姐说，请你们到我家来见面。
And then my older sister said, please come to my house and you can meet in my house.
那见了面之后，然后刚好有机会，双方父母亲也在台湾见面。
And then the both sides of the parents met each other in Taiwan.
然后反正后来就决定要结婚嘛。
And then we decided to get married.
那时候发生了一件很奇妙的事情。
And then something miraculous happened.
也是很悲惨的事情。
But it is also very embarrassing.
因为我们定好说2003年的四月要结婚。
So we had a set wedding date for 2003 April.
那结果帖子都发了、
啊。We sent out the invites.
那我就来到美国啊。
I came to U.S.
那我在海关的那个地方啊。
But then I was caught at the customs border.
我不知道为什么我跟他说我要来结婚。
I don't know why, but I honestly confess I wasn't here for tourism. I was here to get married.
因为我那时候还没有意识到那个严重性。
I didn't know what I said was the wrong thing to say.
因为我是拿观光签证啊。
Because I was taking a tourist visa.
我后来回去想说，奇怪，我为什么会讲那句话呢
？And then I thought to myself, why would I say that to the customs official?
那移民官说，没关系，两个月就可以再来了。
And so then the customs official rejected my entry and said, you can come back in 2 months.
你要办对的签证再来。
You have to.Get the right visa before you can come to United States.
哦，就马上被遣返。
And then I was sent back to Taiwan.
然后我爸妈可以入境，我是马上被遣返。
My parents was allowed to enter, but I was rejected.
哎，天哪，这个部分要叫我妈妈来讲哦，他们真是吓得是全身发抖啊。
And they were so scared for me.
没有想到说，因为他们不会讲英文啊，他们没有想到说，啊，你要被送回去哦，我们来这里做什么？
Because they couldn't speak English and they were left all alone. They were very scared.
而且他们还错过他们应该坐的班机。
And they also missed their flight.
英文又不会讲。
They can't speak English.
哇，那我姐姐怎么接？哇，他们都好担心哦。
And how is my older sister going to get them at the airport?
哦，我一路被遣返真惨，还绕一大圈去荷兰、泰国，然后才回到台湾。
And then I was deported to Holland and then to Thailand and then returned back to Taiwan.
然后就也一直跟人家道歉说对不起，还真的有弟兄姐妹买机票从加州飞到德州要参加婚礼。
And it was so embarrassing because there were people who attended the wedding that had bought tickets to go from the East Coast to Dallas.
所以后来有弟兄姐妹说，哦，你很有名，你就是那个绕跑新娘，对不对？
So some people said to me, oh, you're that famous runaway bride, right?
我说对不起，是，我就是。
And I said, yes, I am that runaway bride.
那糟糕了，这个签证没不对，那婚礼要重新安排。
And so the wedding date had to be reset.
那我就开始去找说，哎，到底要办什么样的签证
？And then I started researching what type of visa I'm supposed to do.
然后我先生也在那边，就是在美国这边移民局的网站开始找资料。
And then my husband started to research in the U.S. as well.
我发现说我们弄的搞了一年多，居然都没有结果。
After 1 year of diligent efforts, neither one of us could get a visa going.
有人跟我说两个月，有人跟我说可能半，可能更快。
Some people said just 2 months, or some people said even earlier.
我想说，哇，我的天哪，已经过了一年多了。
But then I thought to myself, it's already over a year.
然后我爸爸说，你是怎样？你们到底有没有进展呢？我们红包给人家收了，都还没有请人家吃饭呢。
And my father said, "What's going on? Have you?" Progressed. We've already taken the red envelopes. We haven't even given any dinners or anything to people.
我爸爸是很爱面子，他想你给人家收了红包，你退给人家也不是，啊，婚礼也不告诉人家到底什么时候办。
And then my father felt really hard pressed because you already got the money from people, the wedding gifts, and you couldn't even tell them a wedding date, and you couldn't even invite them to dinner.
而且我很怕被我的同事或同学知道我还在台湾呢。
And then I was very embarrassed. I didn't want my friends or colleagues to know that I was still in Taiwan.
因为我如果一讲，他们就知道我是被遣返的啊。
Because if I said it, they would know I got deported.
啊，所以我那时候祷告哦，然后教会的人一直问我，哎，你不是去结婚吗
？And then all the members at church kept asking me, didn't you go get married?
哦，然后一个人问，两个人问，三个人问，然后每年你看问一年。
So everybody kept asking me for a whole year. I was so embarrassed.
啊，我实在是问到我自己都。本来从不好意思到后来就哦，怎么事情会这样子呢
？And then I couldn't understand why things were so.
那我开始怀疑说，神到底要怎么？我那时候实在是也不聪明，想说神一定有他的美意，我居然想不出来，我只是想说赶快啊，赶快怎么办
？And then I kept worrying about the situation. I didn't think about God.
哦，奇妙的就是我爸爸突然想，就说他问起来，我就跟他讲说，你们要替我祷告。
So my father asked me, is there anything we can do for you? And then I said to them, yes, you can pray for me.
我想说你们我自己很信主嘛，你们不帮我祷告，我就只有一个人祷告，没什么力啊。
I said to them, I'm the only believer in this household. If I only pray by myself, it's not very powerful, but I need you to pray for me.
那后来我爸爸就说好，我们替你，我早晚都替你祷告。
So then my father agreed and he said, okay.From now on, we'll pray for you day and night.
然后他说，后来他还跟我说，那你去教会，我们也跟你去教会。
And then he said to me, if you go to church, we'll also go with you to church.
那很奇妙，那时候是2004年的三月。
And that was in March of 2004.
那我爸爸很可爱，他有一次就在那个清明节之前，他跟我说。
And then my father was very wonderful the day before the tomb sweeping day in Taiwan, which is the idol-related activity.
他跟我说，我有去跟祖先讲过，我不能再拜他。
I've already told my ancestors, sorry, I can no longer worship them.
我们要去教会祷告，我不能再拜他。
Because I have to go pray at church for my daughter.
那他说我们会跟你去教会。
And then my father said, "From now on, we'll go with you to church."
哇，很奇妙，就说从我父母亲愿意帮我祷告之后，路就开了。
And it was really amazing because after my parents agreed to pray for me, things started happening.
我记得我妈妈他们都到我爸爸他们 他退休都到山上去种他的菜啊，水果啊。
And after my parents retired, they would often go to the mountain to plant their vegetables or their fruits.
我妈妈回来说，欸，我听到你们那个福音广播节目哦。
And then my mom came back and said to me, hey, I heard some radio broadcast from your church on the way home.
然后就有朋友来跟我爸爸讲说，哦，你要办签证哦，我有个好朋友，你找他就对了。
And then another person, friend, just came to us and said, oh, are you looking for a visa application? Hey, I have a very good friend I can introduce you to help you.
我在想说，我还去查一下说这个会不会是诈骗的。
And then I was thinking that maybe this referral is a scam artist.
我想说美国的移民律师都没办法，台湾这个旅行社就有办法吗？
And I was thinking, because this referral was from a travel agency, because the American lawyer could not help me to get a visa, how can this travel agency help me?
这个旅行社还真有办法。
But thank God, this travel agency was actually very effective.
哦，因为他很，就是说他这个老板他很清楚这个你移民签证的这个作业。
Because the boss of this travel agency happens to know very clearly how to apply for a visa for someone in my condition.
那他有认识的朋友就在这个美国在台协会里面工作。
He also had connections in the AIT.
那所以他如果有问题，他就马上请教里面的朋友。
And so if he ever had any questions, he could always ask his that were working in American government.
那后来真的我也跟这个老板通电话。
And so I called this boss of this travel agency.
那他就告诉我说，哦，你应该，他就把这个方法都告诉我。
And then he told me all the steps I needed to do in order to apply for the visa.
而且他跟我说，哦，这个是你的未婚夫要自己来台湾申请。
And then he told me that your fiance needs to come to Taiwan personally and apply.
哦，所以你不用付我一毛钱。
So you don't need to pay me even one cent.
我说哇，感谢神，这个人我完全不认识，他居然免费帮我。
And so I really thank God. I said this person who is a stranger to me was helping me and not even being paid for it.
所以就照他的方法，我们很快，你看那时候三月开始我父母亲祷告，然后四月开始进行这些申请的工作。
So after my parents started praying for me in March, all these things started to clear the way in April.
然后五月，我先生飞到台湾来办所有的申请。
Then in May, my fiance husband had flown to Taiwan to help me apply for all these things.
然后六月面谈就过了。
And then I passed the interview in June.
哇，我那时候想说，哇，这速度都实在是太快，我等了一年多没消息，两三个月就全部都解决了。
So I thank God because I waited for a year, nothing happened, but after prayer, it happened so quickly.
那我那时候本来应该觉得很高兴，签证终于拿到了。
At first, I was very joyful that I passed on the visa.
我开始，反而开始不想离开台湾。
But then I didn't want to leave Taiwan anymore.
因为我想说，哎，我的父母亲还没有，就是说，他那时候他们四月的那一次的灵恩会，他们洗礼。
But they did get baptized that April spiritual convocation.
那我六月拿到签证，那表示我得赶快走了，要婚礼要赶快办，已经拖很久了。
Because I already got my visa in June, so I had to leave Taiwan quickly.
那我那时候想说，他们出信又还没有圣灵。
And I just thought they haven't gotten the Holy Spirit yet, and they're just newcomers, new believers in their church.
本来是求签证赶快有结果，赶快把婚事解决。
At first, I was asking for an expedient process, but now I need to stay to take care of my parents.
那可是问题是我的父母亲他们还没有圣灵，我觉得很不放心。
I couldn't rest easy knowing that my parents haven't received the Holy Spirit.
那我就特别祷告。
And so I prayed especially for this.
那感谢神，我婚礼结束之后，我的父母亲回到台湾，他们先后得圣灵。
And so, thank God, after prayer, after the wedding, my parents both received the Holy Spirit.
我跳了一段，就是我父母亲怎么样来信主。
I skipped the part about how my parents came to become baptized in the True Jesus Church.
他们开始替我祷告之后，他们跟着我去教会。
And after my parents started to pray for me and attend church services with me.
那四月刚好四月底刚好一个灵恩会。
And there was that spiritual convocation at the end of April.
那礼拜三的时候就安排这个负责人来访问，传道跟负责人来访问。
We arranged for a visitation from the ministers from the church on a Wednesday before the spiritual convocation.
其实我真的没有想到说我父母亲会愿意为了我放弃他们的信仰，然后来教会。
I never really imagined my parents would really give up all their idols and their faith for my sake.
他们能够愿意为我祷告，就跟我去教会聚会，我已经觉得很感谢神。
The fact that they were willing to pray for me and go with me to church was already very, very amazing for me.
那我记得那时候负责人来访问。
And then when the church workers came to visit my house,
那他们就谈得很愉快。
They had a really good chatting.
那距离他们第一次踏进会堂已经过了三年多。
And they've already been to the church about 3 years by now.
那我爸爸开始想说不拜拜啦，那些什么灯啊都关掉了。
And my father had already started letting go of some of his original traditions.
那他们讲了很愉快，可是连耶稣两个字都没讲到。
But even though they had a really good conversation, they haven't even talked about Jesus Christ.
我心里一直在默祷说，耶稣，你一定要给我机会插话。
And so I kept praying in my heart, God, please give me a chance to cut this conversation, talk about or Jesus Christ.
那刚好有一个机会，我就说，哦，爸，你说没有要拜了，那偶像怎么处理？要不要请教传道？
And then so I got the moment I was waiting for, so then I popped a question. I said, Dad, didn't you say you want to worship, you know, with me in the faith, though you no longer want to worship the idols? What do you want to do with, do you want to clean up these idols now?
那他才讲说，哦，对啊，传道，我这个有一些偶像要怎么处理。
And so that's when my father said, yeah. And so he asked the preacher, he said, preacher, what should I do with all these idols I have in my home?
那他们就上去看看说有哪一些，有多少偶像。
And so they went upstairs to look at all the idols that we had in our house.
那他一看说，啊，这很少嘛，就是祖先牌位啊，然后一些佛像这样而已。
And they said, oh, you don't have too much. You just have some ancestral lineup and you have some idols.
他说，啊，那个袋子装一装就好了。
And so they just said, let's take a plastic bag and we'll just throw all these things in there.
哦，可是你这个桌子很大哦，要打可能。改天啊，改天啊。
But then this marble tabletop you have is too big, and we'll take care of it another day.
然后那些传道啊，负责人啊，就有不一样的意见啊。
And so the preachers and the council members they had a difference of opinion.
然后有一个执事就讲说，哇，这个除偶像，这是神喜悦的事，马上做，要等到明天，马上。
And so one of the deacons, full of faith, he said, you know.When we clean out the idols, this is something that's pleasing to God. So if we do it, we should do it right away.
哇，那开始马上大家就装啊，什么东西都丢那个黑色垃圾袋丢。
And so they started to clean up right away. They threw everything into a big black bag.
我真的没有想到说那一天来访问是除偶像，我真的是没有想到。
I never imagined that day of visitation would actually turn out into an idol cleaning day.
可能十几二十分钟全部都收光了。
In 10-20 minutes, all the idols were gone.
我妈妈还想说。又没有事先通知说要除偶像，他好像还不太高兴。
And my mom was quite upset. She didn't even know that they had come to be cleaning her idols away.
我自己其实也还来不及反应。
And I myself was dumbfounded. I didn't even react either.
偶像已经丢掉。
But even though we didn't react, the idols were already gone.
然后下午真的有一个弟兄拿更大的铁锤来敲那个桌子。
And then in the afternoon, there were a couple of brothers that came with a big sledgehammer, and they broke the whole marble tabletop.
那我父母亲又到山上种菜种水果去。
And then my parents went up to the mountain to plant their vegetables.
那我一边在那里扫那些碎片，一边流泪。
And as I was sweeping by myself the marble pieces on the floor, I started to weep.
我真的是感谢神。
I really thank God.
这个都已经，这是超乎我们能够。预料的事
Because all this thing that's happened is beyond our expectation.
我记得我刚开始在慕道的时候，那时候常常痛哭祷告。
I remember that when I was in my true seeking days, I often cried in prayer.
那我不知道说， 我父母亲，我怎么能够带我的父母亲来信主
？I kept wondering when will be a day that my parents will come to the Lord.
如果是不同的信仰，以后在天国是不会相见。
Because if we have different faith, then when we go to heaven, we will never see each other.
那我记得我那时候耶稣他没有说什么，但是我就是在祷告中当中得到安慰。
But even though Lord Jesus didn't seem to respond to me, I felt greatly comforted in prayer.
我只知道主耶稣要我放心。
I know that Lord Jesus said to me, just relax.
那我父母亲信主了。
And so after all this happened, my parents finally became believers.
剩下我的哥哥。
And then my brother was the last one.
我哥哥是非常理性，他是学科学的人。
My brother had a very scientific mind.
他是物理、化学、数学的老师。
He was a teacher of math and physics.
他是凡事要讲究实验跟数据。
Everything that he believes in must be tested and experimented on.
在2007年的时候，我父亲因为肝硬化引起这个那个很严重的这种病。
So in 2007, my father came down with a very severe liver condition.
因为他本身是 B 型肝炎的带源者。
He is a carrier of hepatitis B virus.
那他之前就是因为肿瘤的那个位置不适合开刀。
And his tumor was on a location of his liver that was inoperable.
所以就是做一些治疗，就是控制。
And there were only mitigating therapies that could be applied on him.
那到2007年的时候，他做了第六次的这个治疗之后，情况就很不好。
So after his seventh radioactive treatment in 2007, his condition worsened.
所以我妈妈跟我哥哥说要祷告求神。
So then my mother said to my brother they should pray to ask God for help.
那时候因为我跟我姐姐都在美国。
And at that time, me and my sister were all in the United States.
那我们其实帮不上忙。
We couldn't help at all.
那我记得有一天晚上，我先生突然跑来跟我说：“哥哥得圣灵。”
And then one night, my husband ran to me and said, "Your brother received the Holy Spirit."
我想说：“哇，哥哥得圣灵，哇，我很惊讶。”
And I was so surprised, my older brother receiving Holy Spirit.
我从来没有听到我哥哥去教会。
I never heard him going to our church at all.
他们只是在我父母亲去教会，然后就跑掉了。
He would just drop off my parents at church and then run off.
那所以我跟我妈妈，我打电话回去跟我妈说：“哥哥得圣灵。”
And then I called my mother in Taiwan and she said, I heard my brother received the Holy Spirit.
她说你不要听他乱讲。
And she said to me, no, he's just making it up. It's not true.
然后她就告诉我说，他们祷告的时候，我妈妈说她跟我哥一起祷告，要看看她的圣灵是什么样，她被我哥哥打到。
And then she explained to me when they were praying together, she wanted to see if her son had the Holy Spirit, which is my brother. He did not receive the Holy Spirit. In fact, it was something else. He ended up beating her when she was in the middle of prayer.
那他就赶快睁开眼睛看，他想说怎么会很用力的被打了一下。
So she was very surprised. She opened her eyes and saw, like, why would her son hit her in the middle of prayer?
那我妈妈看到他，然后看到他这样满身汗，然后那个呲牙咧嘴这样，然后脸闭着眼睛，可是不知道念什么，也听不懂。
And she saw his face. He was full of perspiration, and his teeth was bared like an animal. It was a very monstrous kind of appearance.
所以他就赶快拍他，叫他停下来，不要再祷告。
And then so his mom patted him, say amen to stop his prayer.
后来我们知道那个就是邪灵。
And we understood that he had received an evil spirit.
过去我哥哥是不信的。
Because my brother was an atheist.
他说他相信是有神呐。
He does.Agnostic, he does believe there is an existence of God.
但是他不知道那个神在哪里。
But he didn't know where that God was.
然后，如果没有实际的体验，他是不会相信的。
And without an actual experience, he would not believe.
那后来他也曾经问过我一些什么圣灵邪灵问题，可是我们从来没有经历过所谓圣灵邪灵的征战。
And he also asked me about the Holy Spirit versus demonic spirits, but I could never answer him because I never experienced it before.
我跟我哥哥说，可能是因为你过去是不信，所以你是属魔鬼的，所以魔鬼不需要找你麻烦。
And so I told him, maybe because you belong to Satan, you haven't been baptized, so that's why the demons will not bother you.
可是现在你祷告，你想要来信靠神。
But now that you are praying and you want to come to God's side,
邪灵不让你走。
And the demons will not allow you to come.
那之后我妈妈也赶快联络教会的这个负责人。
And then my mom quickly called the ministers at church.
告诉他们说我哥哥祷告时候发生的事情。
To tell them what had happened to my brother when he was praying.
后来他们请了长老，刚好也请了长老到教会来，然后一起再祷告一次。
And then they brought the elder from the church and they prayed again.
然后就没有再发生这样子的情况。他就说，看起来应该是圣灵。
And then saw that the situation, the condition of my brother disappeared.
我记得我哥哥，他告诉我说，他那时候祷告邪灵在他身上的时候，他祷告他是打他自己，他也打到别人。
And my brother said to me, at the time when he had a demonic spirit on himself, he was hitting himself, and then he also, in the process of hitting himself, he hit my mother.
然后他发现说他做的那他打他自己的那个动作，就是他练太极的那些动作。
And he found that the type of actions or movements that he was using to hit himself was the same exact movements that he would do in Tai Chi.
然后他那发生这个打他自己打到我妈妈的事情，隔天他去学校。
And the next day when he went to school after this event of praying with my mother and hitting her.
那他的学生看到他就说，老师你脸黑黑的。
And then the students looked at his countenance and said, teacher, how come your face is dark?
当然我哥不是很白，可是他一看学生一看到他就说，老师你怎么脸黑黑的。
And even though my brother's face wasn't that white, but all the students could see there's something black on him.
那他去照镜子，他发现他的脸真的是比较黑。
And then when he went to look at a mirror himself, he did notice that his countenance was very darkened.
可是之后就说他继续祷告，就没有再发生这些什么圣灵邪灵这样子的。
But later on, as he continued to pray, then all these activities ceased.
那后来我父亲的情况是越来越严重。
And then my father's sickness worsened.
那我们打算说把他送到安宁病房去。
And we were going to send him to the nursing home.
那
I see.
安宁病房，一般的安宁病
房。Hospice care.
然后我很印象非常深刻，就是说我在我哥的身上看到圣灵的能力。
But then I saw the power of the Holy Spirit upon my brother.
我哥哥并没有到教会去聚会过。
And my brother had never been to our church for service.
可是他在家里祷告得到圣灵。
Yet he is able to pray in our own home and receive the Holy Spirit.
而且经历这个圣灵跟邪灵的征战。
And to be able to experience the struggle between the evil spirit and the Holy Spirit.
当我父亲在这个安宁病房的三天就安息了。
Then in 3 days later in a hospice care, my father passed away.
可是这三天当中，我看到我哥哥一早起来自己洗衣服，然后就给我送早餐，到医院给妈妈送早餐，然后再去上班。
I would see my brother get up in the morning and prepare food for my parents and for me, and then he would go to school to teach.
然后就这样连续三天，他到医院晚上下班到医院都留到很晚才回来。
And he would after getting off work, he would go to the hospital and just stay with my parents the whole night.
那我那时候带着我的女儿才4个多月大在家里。
And I was at home with my 4-year-old daughter at the time.
那他回到家的时候很晚，我如果还醒着，他还跟我一起祷告完才去睡觉。
And after he came home, he would pray with me if I was still up, and then he would go to sleep.
然后隔天起来一样，我又听到他一早起来就祷告。
I could hear him praying early in the morning when he gets up.
然后他就给我送早餐，去医院给妈妈送早餐，然后才去学校上班。
And then he would do the same thing over again to deliver the breakfast and go to visit the parents and then go to work.
然后午餐的时间，他又送午餐回来给我，然后送到医院去给妈妈，然后再去学校上班。
And then during lunchtime, he would bring home a lunchbox for me and then lunchbox for my parents and then again go back to work.
他叫我把孩子照顾好。
He said, take care of the children.
他说剩下的事情他都会做。
My brother said he'll take care of everything else.
晚餐也是一样，他下了班又给我送晚餐，又去医院给妈妈送晚餐，然后一直等到很晚他才回来。
And dinner was the same. He would deliver lunch, dinner box to me and then to my parents and then visit them until very late before he came home.
我看到 我在我哥哥的身上看到一个非常稳定的力量。
I saw a very strong stabilizing power within my brother.
虽然他不懂道理。
No, he didn't know the word of God.
但是圣灵给他的力量让他知道他该做什么事情。
But the Holy Spirit instructed him in the way he ought to act.
三天之后的安息日，我爸爸安息了。
And three Sabbath days later, my father really took a real Sabbath.
我们其实有点担心说哥哥会不会到教会来。
And then we were worried after this passing my father, would my brother really come to church?
那下一个月的这个月底灵恩布道会。
And then the next month, spiritual convocation.
我哥哥决定要洗礼。
My brother decided to get baptized.
好，我们非常感谢神。
We were very grateful to Lord Jesus.
那是2007年的四月。
And this was in April 2007.
所以对我姐姐来讲，她是我们家庭的第一个种子。
And to our family, my oldest sister was the first seed in our family.
这是她可以看得到这十年。主耶稣怎么样带我们一家来信主
？She can see how the Lord Jesus personally led our whole family to Christ.
那因为时间的关系，我分享几个经节。
And due to the limit in time, there's a few verses I like to share.
箴言二十章。
Proverbs chapter 20.
箴言二十章第二十四节。
Proverbs 20 verse 24.
箴言二十章二十四节。
Proverbs 20:24.
人的脚步为主所定，人岂能明白自己的路呢？
A man's steps are of the Lord. How then can a man understand his own way?
我从一个讨厌基督徒人，后来变成一个基督徒。
How can I have become someone who dislike Christians to being a Christian myself?
我从不知道怎么样带领我家人来信主，一直到我们全家都归入主的名下。
Was a person who didn't know how to bring my family to Christ to someone who has a whole family become believers.
我们再来看马太福音十六章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章二十六节。
Matthew 16:26.
马太福音十六章二十六节。
Matthew 16:26.
人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命
？For what profit is it to be a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what would a man give in exchange for his soul?
这个经节在我工作面临抉择的时候，给我最大的力量。
This verse was one of the verses that gave me the most strength during the time when I struggled between letting go of my job.
让这个经节点醒了我，什么才是最重要。
And this verse taught me what is the most valuable thing in the world.
马太福音第六章二十五节。
Then finally, Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音六章二十五到三十四节。
Verse 25.
这里讲到不要为生活忧虑。
Here it says, do not worry about our lives.
尤其在第三十三节。
Especially in verse 33.
从三十二节开始。
From verse 32 onwards.
这都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
你们要先求他的国，他的义。
But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
这些东西都要加给你们了。
And all these things shall be added to you.
当我在工作及生活在信仰上，面临抉择的时候，这给我很大的，这给我很清楚的方向。
My struggles at work and living, this verse gave me the direction in life.
马太福音十六章。
And then in Matthew chapter 16,
二十四节。
Verse 24.
马太福音六章。马太福音十六章二十四节。
Matthew 16:24.
于是门徒对耶稣说，耶稣对门徒说，对不起， 于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
我感谢主耶稣用这个经节让我知道我应该做怎么样的决定。
We thank Lord Jesus for giving me this verse so I knew the decision I had to make.
我最后用一个约伯记的经节来跟大家互相勉励。
And finally, a verse in Job to encourage one another.
约伯记二十二章。
Verse 22.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
约伯记二十二章二十一节。
Job chapter 22, verse 21.
这是约伯的朋友以利法对约伯说的话。
This is the word that his friend Eliphaz said to Job.
你要认识神，就得平安，福气也必临到你。
Now acquaint yourself with him and be at peace, thereby good will come to you.
我感谢神，让我在祷告跟禁食上有很大的体验。
And I really thank God that through prayer and fasting, I really experienced him.
虽然那时候，信主的时间才几年，但是因为在教会里面听到的道理，我也真的去做了。
And I really thank God, even though I had only had a short time of believing in Christ, but what I heard, I really put into practice.
长子传道负责人跟弟兄姐妹给我鼓励。
And then all the brothers and sisters, the ministers at church encouraged me.
他们也替我祷告。
They also prayed for me.
所以我不是孤单的。
So I was not alone.
所以我能够让我的家人也能够跟我一样归入主的名下。
So that all my family members can be like me, become a children of God.
时间的关系没有办法讲得太详细。
Because the time limits, I cannot go into too much detail.
希望有机会可以跟大家可以再继续分享。
And I hope we'll have more chance to share more testimonies in the future.
愿一切的颂赞荣耀都归主的圣名。
May all praises and glories be unto His name.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let's pray together.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢神哈，美好的见证。
We thank God for a wonderful testimony.
那做科技的哈，一向都很严肃哈。谢神，郑姊妹幽默。
Someone who works in technology usually is very serious, but she is quite humorous.
郑姊妹的妈妈哈，郑妈妈也在后面哈，等下我们也可以跟她打个招呼。
And Sister Kathy's mom is in the back. You can also talk to her.
站在那边哈，站。
She's right there in the prayer room.
那我们要休息一下哈。
We will rest.
我们休息十五分钟。
15 minutes.
到四点五十准时回来。
We'll return at 4:50.
我们敲钟的时候，请大家准时回来。
When we ring the bell, please come back on time.
好，那我们做祷告会。
And then we'll have a prayer meeting.
我们一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen.